嘿、hey, 欢迎回来故事电台，我是杰斯。上次说到坚忍浩辰了，28个人站在一块浮冰上，什么都没了。但你知道薛克顿第一个反应是什么吗？他把自己的金表跟金币拿出来，直接丢进雪里。为什么？因为他要让所有人知道，从现在开始，只有活下去这件事是重要的。好，我们回到故事，坚忍浩刚沉默，28个人在浮冰上。
Shackleton's first plan was simple. They would walk across the ice to the nearest island. It was about 350 miles away. But the ice was not flat. It was broken, rough, and full of sharp ridges. They had to pull three heavy lifeboats behind them. After 7 days of walking, they had moved only 7 miles. Shackleton stopped.He looked back at the exhausted men. He looked at the boats sinking into the soft ice. It was not going to work. He made a new plan. They would set up camp and wait. The ice was drifting north with the current. If they were patient, the ice would carry them closer to open water. They called it Ocean Camp. Home was now a tent on a floating piece of iceIn the middle of the Southern Ocean.
薛克顿一开始的计划是走路拖救生船，走350英里到最近的岛，听起来就很疯狂，对不对？结果冰面根本不平，到处都是裂缝跟尖锐的冰脊，走了7天才前进7英里，7天7英里，平均一天才1英里，比散步还慢。然后薛克顿做了一个很重要的决定，停下来，不走了，改成扎营。等冰带他们走，为什么？因为浮冰本身就在飘，洋流会把他们往北推，推向开阔的海面，所以与其硬走累死，不如让冰带他们走。这个判断力真的很厉害。
Shackleton made everyone throw away extra things, books, clothes, small gifts from home. To show he was serious, he took out his gold watch and gold coins. He threw them into the snow.The message was clear. Nothing matters now except staying alive. Then came the hardest decision. The sled dogs had to be killed. There was not enough food to feed them, and they could not fit in the small boats. The dog handlers cried openly. These dogs had been their friends through the long, dark winter. One man, the carpenter McNish,lost his cap too. He never forgave Shackleton for that.
这一段真的很心痛。雪橇犬要被杀掉，因为食物不够喂他们，而且小船也在不下他们。那些照顾狗的船员直接哭了，这些狗陪他们度过整个漫长的冬天。还有一个船员叫麦克尼斯，他的猫也被杀了，他这辈子都没有原谅薛克顿。你可能觉得不就是一只猫吗？但你想想，在那种环境下，一只猫可能是你唯一的安慰。薛克顿丢掉金表，杀掉狗，他在告诉所有人，我们现在只有一个目标，就是活下去，其他什么都不重要。
Weeks turned into months. They moved to a new camp and called it Patience Camp. The name said everything. They ate seal meat and penguin. They slept in tents that were always wet.The temperature almost never went above freezing. Every day, the ice beneath them grew thinner. They could feel it. Sometimes, at night, they heard cracking sounds under their tents. The ice was breaking apart. Shackleton checked the ice every morning. He pressed his boot down and felt it give a little more each day. Time was running out.The ocean was waiting below, and it was getting closer.
他们在浮冰上等了5个半月，吃海豹肉，吃企鹅，帐篷永远是湿的。但最恐怖的是，每天晚上他们听到脚下的冰在裂。薛克顿每天早上都去踩冰面，每一天都比前一天软一点。冰在融化，海水离他们越来越近，28个人的脚下随时会裂开。 冰在裂，时间在跑。下一集他们终于要上船了，三艘小船，28个人，南极的海。感谢收听故事电台，我们下次见。